I'm looking for a letter or something. Anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. There will be no second presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump. Trump just posting that on social media as both candidates hit swing states. CBS's Nancy Cordes is traveling with the Harris campaign.
She's going to be doing two rallies here in North Carolina today, one here in Charlotte and then in Greensboro, and then she's headed to Pennsylvania tomorrow. They say that they are going to work to capitalize on what they view as major momentum coming out of the debate on Tuesday night.
Trump is in Arizona. Who do you wager will win in November?
Betting on the outcome of U.S. elections has been off limits, perhaps until now. A federal judge in Washington has struck down a decision by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to stop Predict-It, a website allowing gambling on U.S. elections, from doing so. Founder and CEO John Aristotle Phillips argues gambling on elections is a good thing.
People who have a little bit of skin in the game start to disregard a lot of the fake news that circulates out there and focus on the facts.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Louisiana coastal communities are cleaning up after Hurricane Francine. In Morgan City, Dustin Wiggins is looking at a gaping hole in his trailer home.
I heard it was a Cat 2. This trailer has survived Katrina. It survived Andrew. I figured I'd be fine. I was fine. The trailer wasn't.
Francine is now a tropical depression that could bring heavy rain and flooding to multiple states. Thousands of Boeing workers may be headed to picket lines. Cairo News Radio's Luke Ducey is in Everett, Washington.
I've watched hundreds of machinists walk back and forth between the Boeing plant and where they're casting their vote at a union skills center. All of them, like Chris, tell me the same thing.
We're going to vote yes for strike, no for the contract.
Why? What were the things that really stood out for you that you didn't like in that contract?
Well, for one, it was a pretty pathetic general wage increase.
Boeing is offering a 25% wage increase over 4 years. Workers want 40%, and it feels like they will strike.
The first ever commercial spacewalk took place today by a SpaceX crew. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says the mission was to test out some new spacesuits.
They're trying to come up with a lower cost, comfortable, easier to manufacture spacesuits for eventual flights to the moon and Mars. And this is a very small step in that direction, but it's a major step. They've hit it out of the park. No problems at all.
An earthquake had people shaking in Los Angeles today.
I had enough time to get out of the car and actually feel it. That was pretty cool.
It's an earthquake, and then all of a sudden my car started shaking and shaking.
It had a preliminary magnitude of 4.7. It was centered about 4 miles north of Malibu. No immediate reports of damage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine yesterday. The fire caused $60,000 in damage. There were no working smoke alarms and no one in the house at the time. The 72-year-old diver that died off Kenosha's coastline was exploring a Lake Michigan shipwreck. The body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly of Winthrop Harbor was recovered using underwater drones and sonar. Racine County is promoting Emergency Preparedness Month. Officials are encouraging people to create disaster supply kits with essential items. Former Bucks player Junior Bridgman is buying a 10% stake in the team. That's according to CNBC. The deal values the Milwaukee Bucks at around $4 billion. Franklin police are warning of a dangerous TikTok trend. It involves teens kicking doors late at night. There have been multiple incidents over the past few months prompting warnings to parents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you say, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, warmer with lows in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs to the upper 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, highs around 80 degrees, a slight chance of showers and storms, and a little more humid. Right now it's 80.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without. the Beach Boys and God Only Knows on WRJN. That's the original, written by Brian Wilson, but some very famous folks have covered that song over the years, including Elton John, Neil Diamond, Olivia Newton-John, David Bowie, Taylor Swift, Bryan Adams, and Elvis Costello, among others.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Inside.
Timeless hints and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Oof, a tough one in San Francisco last night for the Brewers and for Colin Ray, the starting pitcher. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin's been such a warrior for us all season for a couple years now. He's 12-4, you know, and the records don't always indicate things, but Colin's been a horse for us. And then, you know, things got off to a bad start.
Tough start and tough finish. 13-2, the final. Brewers back in action tonight, 8:45 first pitch. We'll have the pregame just after the 8 o'clock news on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
What
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, we've been pretty lucky here these last few weeks. We really haven't had to get out our jackets too much. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 66. Tomorrow, sunshine and 77. Enjoy these last several days of summer. Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. We've been doing it for 97 years. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine last night. The fire was first seen in a first floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department's arrival. While no one was home and no injuries were reported, investigators did say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. A routine dive to explore a Lake Michigan shipwreck ended in tragedy for 72-year-old Patrick Kelly. The Winthrop Harbor man had gone to explore the SS Wisconsin off the shore of Pleasant Prairie and didn't come back up. The Wisconsin is 6 miles offshore in water over 120 feet deep. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the Coast Guard led the search efforts with underwater drones and sonar being used. Kelly is said by friends to have been an experienced diver. According to a CNBC report, former Milwaukee Bucks player Junior Bridgman is set to acquire a 10% ownership stake in the team. Bridgman took his NBA earnings and transformed it into a $600 million empire. He'll reportedly purchase the 10%, and details put the valuation of the team at around $4 billion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, warmer with lows in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs to the upper 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, highs around 80 degrees, a slight chance of showers and storms, and a little more humid. Right now it's 80.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And it says here, fewer women are going to the gym these days. Why is that? The biggest reason shared by more than a quarter of women in a survey is money. And a close second is a term called gymtimidation, feeling too intimidated by the gym. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Listen for details on how you could win not just the green and not just the gold, but also the green and gold in our next statewide text to win contest. It all begins next week on WRJN. Details by the end of the week.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so excited.
Notice them until I got this feeling that it- for me.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. And now a segment we like to call Over Our Lifetime. Over our lifetime, the average person will laugh 410,078 times. Over our lifetime, the average person takes 25,972 showers. Over our lifetime, the average woman washes her hair 15,696 times. Over our lifetime, the average person spends a total of 911 hours brushing their teeth. Over our lifetime, the average person spends a total of 7 years in the restroom, using the toilet, showering, brushing their teeth, etc. Over our lifetime, the average man cries 1,258 times. And over our lifetime, the average woman cries 4,764 times.
Hey, Badger fans. Football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheater.org. racinetheater.org.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Former President Trump says there will be no second debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. CBS's Michael Toscano reports.
As Trump was posting his decision,
2 nights ago, Donald Trump and I had our first debate.
Harris was calling for another debate during a North Carolina rally.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
A debate between the vice presidential running mates will be hosted by CBS News October 1st. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the Justice Department amid political attacks on its integrity over the past 3.5 years.
We will not allow this nation to become a country
where law and